Hello and welcome to the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 85 and I'm titling this episode How I Grow Peas. Today's date is the 10th of October 2016. But firstly, before I begin, I just want to apologise if I sound a little bit off key or snotty or do something like that. I'm woken up this morning with quite a nasty cold, so I'm a little bit under the weather, shall we say. Anyway, we'll crack on with it regardless. In a bit, I'm going to talk about how I grow peas, because I'll be sowing those soon. But firstly, let's give you a few updates with the allotment. Now, not heard anything from the council as of yet, so I don't know if what I've done last week is good enough. But that we won't know until nearer time anyway. So they said 4 weeks. We'll see how it goes in 4 weeks. But anyway, I've been down there a few times during the week in the evenings. It's getting darker in the evenings, so it's a bit difficult to really do much, but I'm trying. That's the main thing. Sorry, I'll grab a swig of my drink. Yeah. But I'm going down it. I'm just trying to keep on top of the weeds, keep the hoe sharp and moving through the patch that we've cleared. I've pulled up most of the weeds in the raspberry canes and just really trying to keep on top of everything. And it is working. Something I've recently done, I've got to adapt this a bit better, but I've taken down a hand-powered bench grinder, if you like, and I just keep using that on sharpening my hoe. And my hoe is razor sharp now, so it's definitely doing the trick. Oh, excuse me. I haven't set it up properly, but I've got it to the point that I'm kind of happy with it. I can do with what I want it to do. Oh, sorry, this cold is just rather nasty. Some of the garlic is starting to come through. Which is good. I was hoping to get some more of the garlic and onions in, but I didn't get around to it last weekend as I had things to. I was away for the weekend a bit. But hopefully, either during the week this week or next weekend, I'll get that done. I'm fairly confident they're not going to bar me from it. It's hanging over me. It's horrible because it is hanging over me, but I'm fairly certain I'll be okay. Okay, so at home, what's been going on at home? I've started having to tidy up in the potting shed. I've basically moved a lot of the passion fruit seedlings out into the greenhouse. Well, I can keep an eye on them and keep them watering. I'm just trying to get the shells ready so I can start sowing the herby peas and what have you soon, getting those ready and going. Peas, broad beans, that sort of thing. And I'm going to have to start moving all the stuff, onions and stuff from in there. So it'll be getting there. I'm trying to set myself up with the GoPro in there to have a little station that everything's videoed from as well. But we'll see how that goes near the time. I mean, I've just sorted out a light for the GoPro, so when I do my videos, I've got a bit of light to film me on, if you like. Anyway, more on that later. Out in the on the veg patch, the little pumpkin is a little pumpkin actually growing. I don't know if it's going to be too late in the season. We'll just leave it to grow and see what happens. Excuse me, sorry. Yeah, so we'll leave that to grow and see what happens. It's doing okay. It's small, but it's a small pumpkin plant. if we get a pumpkin out of it, all well and good. I don't mind that. It'll probably be late, but hey, I don't care. And I'm starting to cut the deadhead, the sunflowers. Hang those up to dry so the chickens can eat the sunflower seed. But I also might try and save some of these sunflower seeds for next year. Talking of the chickens, the brown one, Bear, has stopped laying this last week. It could be because of the lack of sunlight. Now we're going into winter. I'm not sure. But she's also molting some of her feathers, so it could be a combination of the two things. So we'll keep an eye on that. Grills is still laying one egg a day, so we're getting eggs, but we'll see if it's enough to keep us going through the winter. The final thing I've got to made a note of is the saffrons are now starting to grow, the crocus, saffron crocus. They're starting to shoot on through, so we're going to have a keep an eye on those and see if we get any saffron seedlings, saffron spice out of it, which I can't complain about. I'm being great, really happy if I do. Okay, so how I grow peas. Peas I tend to grow from seedlings, from seed. They're cheap enough to buy a packet. This last year I actually tried growing some mushy peas and they've done quite well. Some of these peas I sow in October, but the bulk of them will be sort of March onwards. I sow them in the past I've done them in pots, so I've just pulled a few seeds in a pot and I've just planted the whole, pulled them out of the pot when ready to plant the whole lot. Now I'm going to be planting them in the root trainers and just planting the whole root trainer when they're ready to go out, which won't be long. But yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing. We'll report back on that in the future. Anyway, once they're planted, some people soak them. I don't. I just put them straight in the compost, give them a good watering, and let them shoot. Once they're about 6 inches, I guess, I'll start looking, trying to harden them off, keep them watered, and then plant them out. When I plant them out, I like to give them a cage or something to climb up, because if they don't have anything to climb up, they don't flower, so they need a cage or something to climb up. Now with the early sowing, you can be getting peas as early as May, but normally from sort of June, July onwards, you get with the sowing, other sowings. Don't really get many problems apart from a few bugs may eat them. I try and pick them when they're fairly, I mean, you can see them through the pod, but don't waste the pods because you can use those in pea pod wine and stuff like that. So yeah. Now because peas are legumes, they absorb nitrogen from the air, and if you cut the tops off, that nitrogen is released into the soil, which is good. So I tend to just when they're done, I just hoe them off and pick up the tops and throw them in the bin, compost bin, leaving the roots to rot down in the soil. It is good. You can't complain about that. It does the job. You might get a bit of mildew. That's down to ventilation. But apart from that, I don't really get many problems with them. Some years are good, some years are not so good. But they do like a lot of water, so keep them well watered, in decent soil. Well, you know, plenty of nutrients, as with any plants. And they do, with sunlight, they do pretty good in pretty much all soils, but do prefer a decent amount of sunlight every day. Uh, When it comes to, as I said about the cage, they put out tendrils that wrap around the cage. They will climb themselves. You don't need to tie them in, but they might try and grow away in the beginning, but just try and push them onto the cage to keep them growing under the cage. They'll find their own way, and that'll be it. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up for today. This cold's getting unbearable now. So I'm going to go and stick my head in some Lemsip and stuff. So until next week. Oh, actually, no, before I do that, I mentioned about YouTube videos. My YouTube channel has really taken off over the last few weeks. And maybe some of you listening out there or the YouTube channels or people subscribing and stuff. But either way, thank you very, very much. Yeah, you know, it's well worth going to look. The more subscribers I get, the more I get enthused. Same as if I hear from anybody on the podcasts, you know, I love to hear from you. It gets me more energy to keep going and do things. So please, please, please let me hear from you. Okay, so until next week, that'll be it. Hopefully next week I feel a lot better and less sniffly. And until then, I'll see you next week.